There is currently a shortage of White Claw. It's a spiked seltzer that is so popular with millennials in particular that stores have run out of it. More evidence of the explosion in popularity of spiked seltzers, which have only been around for a few years. Joining us now to talk about the fizz frenzy is Craig Giamona, who is a business reporter with Bloomberg News. Hi, Craig.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. So first of all, for people who have not tried it or seen it, what is spiked seltzer? Why is it so popular?
Spiked seltzer, one way to think about it is basically like a LaCroix with alcohol in it. You know, it's about 5% alcohol, and it's really all the rage right now in certain circles, younger audiences particularly, because it's lower in calories and lower in carbs basically than light beer. And it's really taking a lot of market share from the giant beer brands that we know about, Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light in particular.
Well, and Sam Adams owns one of the spiked seltzer brands that's pretty popular, Truly.
That's right. And Sam Adams is actually an interesting sort of microcosm of what's going on here. The beer, Sam Adams beer, really hasn't done that well. They've been caught in some of the trends, a little bit too big to be considered craft and, you know, maybe too small to fight it out with Coors and Bud. But Truly, which is their spiked seltzer, has done really well, as has Twisted Tea. So you're seeing people kind of gravitate towards these drinks that maybe they think taste a little better than beer. And, you know, beer really is the loser here in all of this.
And have lower calories. I mean, I think that's a big point about spiked seltzer. They do have that right on the front of the can. It says whatever it is, 70 calories, 100 calories per can.
That's right. And it's a big thing. I think people just know more about food and beverages than they ever have before. And, you know, I mean, I think the notion that everyone's on a huge health kick is a little overstated when you see things like fried chicken sandwiches exploding on Twitter. But people are counting calories and questioning kind of what they put in their bodies. And spiked seltzer is definitely benefiting from the fact that it's low in carbs and low in calories.
What is the alcohol in spiked seltzer?
Usually about 5%. I mean, a Budweiser would be 4 and change, but it's kind of in the range of, you know, your average beer.
But what is it? I mean, is it vodka? What's in it?
So most spiked seltzer are actually malt-based because, you know, there's this interesting situation where liquor is taxed higher than beer, which is made from malt. So White Claw, which is the most popular one, is made from malt. And what the innovation basically is sort of covering up that beer taste without making it too sweet. The people that make White Claw previously made Mike's Hard Lemonade. And, you know, Mike's Hard Lemonade had a moment, you know, years back. But in this era would be considered sort of too sweet, I think, for the average, like, millennial drinker. But what they've done with White Claw is basically make a beverage that's taxed like a beer, but, you know, tastes much cleaner.
Now, I have to say, from personal experience, I had never seen this really before this summer. And then all of a sudden this summer, it's everywhere. In fact, I remember on the 4th of July, they ran out of Truly at the liquor store because it was so popular. How did this sort of just come upon us so quickly?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I was looking back at some of the numbers. In 2015, spiked seltzer was like a $3 million business in the U.S. In 2018, it was $550
wow.
million. So look, to put that into context, beer is a $100 billion business in the United States. Bud Light is a $15 billion brand. Mm-hmm. Bud Light, Coors Light, Miller Light are having problems. You know, beer sales are basically flat. Even the craft boom has kind of slowed down. Spiked seltzer in that context is small. It's a $550 million business. Analysts think it could go up to about $5 billion by 2023. But what's getting people's attention here is the growth. And you're right. It sort of just came out of nowhere. I mean, I was at a bachelor party in the New York area recently where males in their young 30s were, you know, drinking White Claw all night. So certainly something is going on. Truly's big in New England because of the Sam Adams distribution mm-hmm. power up there. And Sam Truly and White Claw, basically the two biggest brands in this space, both at about 190 million, but growing very, very fast.
But I understand one of the problems is that there's no brand loyalty, that people, if one of them is not available, they'll just get the other one.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, everyone sees these numbers, right? These giant beverage companies are looking at these numbers. Beer is falling. And they're saying, look, it's not hard to make. We can do this too. We can make a spiked seltzer. So we'll see what happens when the beverage giants sort of come after this market really hard. And whether or not the big guys right now, Truly and White Claw, can hold on to the market share that they have. They're ahead of the game right now. You know, Anheuser-Busch, the largest beverage company in the world, they have a competing brand, which is really the third, called Bon & Vive. That's like the third biggest brand. So it'll be a test of kind of those companies, whether they can hold on to the market share as everybody comes after this.
What's your favorite flavor of spiked seltzer?
You know, I have to be perfectly honest. I'm not the biggest.
You don't like it.
I'm not the biggest spiked seltzer guy. I'm still sort of a beer drinker. I mean, some of my alcohol has moved over to rosé and wine. But so, you know, they're decent. I don't mind them. And I think it's really interesting, I think, from the younger perspective. I mean, I come from the days when you went to college and you drank bad beer, slowly sort of developed your taste for beer. But someone pointed out to me, these things don't taste bad. So that 18, 19-year-old, I guess 21, if we're being legal about it, who's just getting started, they might never develop a taste for beer because they drink these drinks that just taste better. They're light and refreshing. So it actually has really interesting implications, you know, 10, 15 years down the road for how the alcohol market looks.
Well, if that means that they have a Truly or a White Claw instead of a Natty Light or a PBR, good for them.
That is, you know, that is kind of what it means. But there's sort of a progression there where you drink Natty Light those first couple of years of college, and then maybe you graduate to Sam Adams, and then from there you start drinking wine when you get a better job. Who knows if that cycle is broken because people get into White Claw? We don't know really how that's going to look.
That is Craig Giamona, business reporter with Bloomberg News. Thank you.
Thank you.